Task 3. You will hear part of an interview. Read through the notes below and complete them by filling in the gaps with the words you hear. Gap 0 is an example. Now read the notes.
For those of you who are not familiar with the benefits of positive affirmations, I would like to explain a little about them. An affirmation is really anything you say or think. A lot of what we normally say and think is quite negative and does not create good experiences for us. We have to retrain our thinking and speaking into positive patterns if we want to change our lives. An affirmation opens the way. It is a beginning point of change. In essence, you are saying to your subconscious mind, I am taking responsibility. I am aware that there is something I can do to change. When I talk about doing affirmations, I mean to consciously choose words that will either help to eliminate something from your life or help to create something new in your life. Every thought you think and every word you speak is an affirmation. All our self-talk is a stream of affirmations. You are using affirmations every moment, whether you know it or not. You are affirming and creating your life experiences with every word and every thought. Your beliefs are merely habitual thinking patterns that you learned as a child. Many of them work very well for you. Other beliefs may be limiting your ability to create the very things you may say you want. What you want and what you believe you deserve may be very different. You need to pay attention to your thoughts so you can begin to eliminate the ones that are creating experiences that you do not want in your life. Please realize that every complaint is an affirmation of something you think you don't want in your life. Every time you get angry, you are affirming that you want more anger in your life. Every time you feel like a victim, you are affirming that you want to continue to feel like a victim. If you feel that life does not give you what you want in your world, then it is certain you will never have the goodies that life gives to others, until you change the way you think and talk. You are not a bad person for thinking the way you do. You have just never learned how to think and talk. The world is just now beginning to learn that our thoughts create our experiences. Your parents probably didn't know this, so they could not possibly teach it to you. They taught you how to look at life in the way that their parents taught them. So nobody is wrong. However, it is time for all of us to wake up and to begin to consciously create our lives in a way that pleases and supports us. You can do it. I can do it. We can all do it. You just need to learn how. So let's get to it. I will talk about affirmations in general, and then I will get to specific areas of life and show you how to make positive changes in your health or your finances or your love life, etc. Once you learn how to use affirmations, then you can apply the principles in all situations. Some people say that affirmations don't work, which is an affirmation in itself, when what they mean is they don't know how to use them correctly. They may say, my prosperity is growing, and think, oh, this is stupid, I know it won't work. Which affirmation will win out? The negative one, because it is part of a long-standing, habitual way of looking at life.
Now, listen again.
For those of you who are not familiar with the benefits of positive affirmations, I would like to explain a little about them. An affirmation is really anything you say or think. A lot of what we normally say and think is quite negative and does not create good experiences for us. We have to retrain our thinking and speaking into positive patterns if we want to change our lives. An affirmation opens the way. It is a beginning point of change. In essence, you are saying to your subconscious mind, I am taking responsibility. I am aware that there is something I can do to change. When I talk about doing affirmations, I mean to consciously choose words that will either help to eliminate something from your life or help to create something new in your life. Every thought you think and every word you speak is an affirmation. All our self-talk is a stream of affirmations. You are using affirmations every moment, whether you know it or not. You are affirming and creating your life experiences with every word and every thought. Your beliefs are merely habitual thinking patterns that you learned as a child. Many of them work very well for you. Other beliefs may be limiting your ability to create the very things you may say you want. What you want and what you believe you deserve may be very different. You need to pay attention to your thoughts so you can begin to eliminate the ones that are creating experiences that you do not want in your life. Please realize that every complaint is an affirmation of something you think you don't want in your life. Every time you get angry, you are affirming that you want more anger in your life. Every time you feel like a victim, you are affirming that you want to continue to feel like a victim. If you feel that life does not give you what you want in your world, then it is certain you will never have the goodies that life gives to others until you change the way you think and talk. You are not a bad person for thinking the way you do. You have just never learned how to think and talk. The world is just now beginning to learn that our thoughts create our experiences. Your parents probably didn't know this, so they could not possibly teach it to you. They taught you how to look at life in the way that their parents taught them, so nobody is wrong. However, it is time for all of us to wake up and to begin to consciously create our lives in a way that pleases and supports us. You can do it. I can do it. We can all do it. You just need to learn how. So let's get to it. I will talk about affirmations in general, and then I will get to specific areas of life and show you how to make positive changes in your health or your finances or your love life, etc. Once you learn how to use affirmations, then you can apply the principles in all situations. Some people say that affirmations don't work, which is an affirmation in itself, when what they mean is they don't know how to use them correctly. They may say, my prosperity is growing, and think, oh, this is stupid, I know it won't work. Which affirmation will win out? The negative one, because it is part of a long-standing, habitual way of looking at life.
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.